Okay, today's daf is based at daf Lamed Aleph, as we are continue here in the fourth parak, parak HaMevi, which we started on Chatez Mabez, talking about generally Isurei Durabanan. Isurei Durabanan. Much of this Masechet is about Isurei Durabanan, being that the main topic is Muksa, which is Isur Durabanan, a created world by the Rabbanan. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, three different reasons why the world of Muksa was created. The Ravid adds on a fourth reason why the world of Muksa was created. But today we're going to discuss one of those Muksas, which come up here in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Ein Mevakin Eitzim. One is not allowed to chop wood. Lo min hakoros, not from boards. Velo min hakora, shenish rabbi yantif, or from a beam that broke on yantif. So the Mishnah is not clear. What exactly is the issue here? Why aren't you allowed to cut boards? And then the Gemara says, and even if they were not broken before yantif, as the Gemara explains, but they were detached, I'm not allowed to chop them with the normal chopping instruments. Lo bakardom, with an axe, or with a saw, some type of a butcher's cleaver. That's the what has to be used to do it with a shinui. So the first half of the Mishnah, right, Rashi does not make a comment. Right, what exactly is the issue in Ein Mevakin Eitzim? To what is the Isser? So the Rishonim, Tosfos back on Daf Beis, and the Rashba right here says, Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Right, it is Muksa. Based on chesron kis, loss of money. Chesron kis will cause a loss. Right, that is the definition. So Tosfos says this back on Daf Beis. If you remember, Beis on a Beis. This Mishnah was quoted there to prove Ein Mevakin Eitzim Lo Min HaKoros. This Mishnah was there to prove that there was a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda. Tosfos points out there on Daf Beis on a Beis, the reason that this Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda is not because of the first line of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, first line of the Mishnah is about Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Muksa, well, again, we're going to define that by the Shem in a minute, but Muksa, because of Chesron Kis, that you don't want to use that for any other purpose. And that is a high-level Muksa that even Rabbi Shimon agrees to. So when the Mishnah, when the Gemara on Daf Beis quotes this Mishnah, it's not proving Rabbi Yehuda Shita from the Reisha, because even Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. So Amayri Besoar Shel Koros, because Tosfos explains, it's discussing a whole section of boards. Avimuksa Machmas Chesron Kis, Ubaha Kol Yamamoda, Filer Reb Shimon, even Reb Shimon would agree to this Muksa. It's a very Chomer Muksa. Elamaisi Mi Seifa, really it's from the Seifa of the Mishnah. Deloman Akarsh Nishtabra, you're not allowed to, the second line of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use a Korah that broke on Yantif. So that is Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Shimon, he wouldn't hold of that muksa. The Tosfos discusses, and again, the Rashba says it here too, but one second, would Rabbi Shimon agree to that line also? Because, what, if there is a board that is whole when Yantif starts, I don't expect it to break. It's not what's called Yoshev Umitzapeh, as the Gemara says on yesterday's daf. So, here too, Rabbi Shimon should agree to the second line of the Mishnah too. So how could the Gemara prove anything from this Mishnah that the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar tachanami, no. Ho elu mishtab Rabbi Yantif. Since it broke on Yantif, mistama haisa ru'a me esmal. Mistama, it was already an inferior state yesterday. Vaviki yoshiv ha-metzapeh. And it was ki'ilu yoshiv ha-metzapeh mashlai tishaber karasa v'tei ru'i la'saka. If it broke, that's megala, then it must have been something wrong with it from the start. And if there was something wrong with it from the start, then the person must have been in a state where he knew that it might break. Yoshiv ha-metzapeh. Right? And that's what the Rashba says right here also. The Rashba says the same thing as Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, the same flow in the first half, that it has to be from the Seifa, but even from the Seifa, Rav Shimon should agree. And to the Rashba, though, answers a little bit differently. V'yesh lomar, tahacha b'kara chadasha, ta'avida t'paka. It's talking about a new beam that was placed in the structure, and new beams haven't settled yet. And ironically, you might think that old beams are more, maybe easily breakable, but the Rashba is saying maybe the new beams, which hasn't settled yet, those are the ones that people aren't sure about if they're going to last. The old beams are different. Okay, but that's the that's just in terms of the how the Gemara earlier, Adav Gimel, Adav Beis, used this Mishnah, our Mishnah that we are going to talk about. So again, so this is Miksu Machmas Chesron Kis, that's what the Rishonim say, and that's why one is not allowed to chop these wood, because it's boards that are separated may be going to be used for lumber for building, for construction. And therefore, the muksabach v'schasr and kis. What exactly is the definition? So, the general definition is the primary use is for iser, and the owner objects to using it for unrelated purposes. Right? I wouldn't use it for anything other than what it's meant to be used for. Maybe other usages can be detrimental to the item. Let's say a mila knife. A mila knife cannot be used to cut chicken on Shabbos, even though a scissors can. That's klisha malach del iser. But a mila knife is something special, right? That's what the Mishnah says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hakelim nitalim. All kelim are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Chutz ben amaser hagadol, the yasei shel machresha, except for the large saw and the peg that goes into the plow. These are items that are not used for anything else other than what it's supposed to be used for. Right? You wouldn't use it for other purposes. Not that you wouldn't move it, but you wouldn't use it for other purposes. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Reish Samach Vav in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes from the Nazirus Shimshon. The Nazirus Shimshon, the name of the Sefer, he quotes, Dilitzarach Mekomo Lishteri, De'ein Bazeh Chisaron Kis. He quotes, maybe there should be a heter of moving Chisaron Kis, Litzarach Mekomo. Right, we usually know that you can't move muksa directly for any reason. Right, muksa machmas iser, muksa machmas gufo, all the different types of muksas cannot be moved, period. In an unusual way, maybe with the back of my hands, maybe indirectly, that's called tiltum anatsad, but you can't move those, rab gufo, sarach magomo, except klisha malach del iser, which I think we had a shiur about somewhere in Mesach HaShabbos. Klisha v'lach t'lisser, which is a different, it's not really muksa. It's the gzera of moving kalim, the gzera of tilto kalim. So that, it can be used, move, l'zorach gufa, l'zorach pokomo. A pen, a scissors, a stapler, right? All of those that can be moved if you want to use it for a mutter purpose, l'zorach gufo, and l'zorach pokomo if you need the spot. No other muksas have any of those at Teirim, because the other muksas are real muksas. So Rekiv Eger quotes to the Zira Shimshon that no, you can move muksa machmas chesron kis for l'zorach pokomo. But question, one second, isn't that what you're makpid on? You don't want to move it. So, no, the point is that the Rav Kiva Eger is going to argue, but theoretically, the issue isn't that you don't want to move it. The issue is you don't want to move it to use it for any other purpose. That's the definition of chesron kis. You wouldn't want to move it, a mila knife you wouldn't want to move. Maybe I would want to move it to protect it. I wouldn't want to move it to look at it. But you wouldn't use it for any other purpose. Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, Lufi anal nicha sha'asar, dekol she'edem betzius heter tiltal tzorach gufo, kamal tzorach makomo asar. He argues based on tzorach gufo and tzorach makomo purposes. He thinks they go together. Tzorach gufo and tzorach makomo, those heterim go together. If you don't have the heter of tzorach gufo, you wouldn't have the heter of tzorach makomo either. Okay, number two. Is there an expensive element? Does it have to be expensive to be chesron kis? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, does mention it. The Mogen Avram mentions it in Shin Chesiv Gimel. Right, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is makpid aleihem. Says the Mogen Avram, davar shadamav yikarim aser. He gets that from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says kol klisha makpid alav shema yifchusu damav. Any kli that I'm makpid on, maybe it's going to go down in value. Kigon, kelim hamuksim l'schora. Let's say kelim that I use for business. V'kelim hayikarim biyoser, or very expensive kelim shemakpid aleihem. Shema yifsadu. Maybe they will become lost. They will depreciate. Also l'talpam Shabbos. You're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. V'zeo shenikra muksim achbos chesron kis. Kigon amasar agalov yasach shemachresha. V'sakin shel tabachim, a shechita knife. V'cherev shel ushchafim, a certain type of kli that we use by shoemakers. V'chatzin acharashim, or by carpenters. V'kurnish shel besamim. V'chayotze bohem. So again, the Rambam mentions an expensive element, mentioned by the Magen Avraham, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah do not quote. That doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be something that I wouldn't use for any other purpose. I'm makpid about it. Some type of kpeda. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Hei Simon Chav Beis, Yichud Makom. It has its own place always to be. That's a siman that I generally wouldn't use it. That's not a siba. That's not that I would never use it. Right? Okay, so it doesn't have, it's Rav Moshe. Lo binan yichud makom. V'hadamuva b'gemara b'myachi lo makom. Zeo rak gedr simon. Shem makpid ala chefetz. V'chein lehefech. Ein yikrun makom l'chudei hagoreim shi'chashev kemuksa. Dimkin, you call smartuchi yichtu makom muksa. Right, every shmata in the house, you're also miyachid makom. It has its own place. Having its own place doesn't mean it's a machmas chesra and kiss. But often, having its own place reflects that I don't want to use this for any other purpose. And therefore, it's going to be muksa machmas chesra kiss. So this is the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shimon Shin Ches, Siv Gimel, one is allowed to move muksa machmas chesra kiss for any purpose. Also, l'talat l'bashabas, afilu l'tzarachufo, or l'tzarech, Mikomo, right? That is the definition. The Shmir Shabbos does say in Simen Chaf, if I thought about it before Shabbos that I'm going to use it, I was miyachid it, so that removes the muksa state, right? Not all muksas have this, but most muksas, if I think about it before and that I'm going to use it for a mutter purpose on Shabbos, so then that would undo the muksa. Mikomakon chesron kis sheyichdu mi ba'od yom l'shimush kavua hamutter b'Shabbos. There's something that's usually muksa machmas chesron kis, but I want to use it. Let's say a driver's license. Let's say a driver's license is a muksa machmas chesron kiss. It's a question whether it's muksa machmas gufo or chesron kiss. But let's say it's chesron kiss. Not that it's so expensive, but I'm not going to use it for any other purpose generally because it's you need it for what it's needed for. What if I decide I want to use it to keep my place in my Gemara when I learn Shabbos afternoon? And I think about it before Shabbos that I'm going to use my driver's license in order to be a bookmark. So that will be mutter. Because I was miyachidit, I thought about it before Shabbos, I was miyachidit, and therefore, it wouldn't be muksa. There is another discussion in the Rishonim and in the Mefarshim. Number one, that we just said, does it need an expensive element? Number two, does it have to be a klisha malachto le'isser? What if it's a klisha malachto le'heter, that you're very careful not to move? Klisha malachto le'isser are most kalim. But what about a spoon? A spoon is a klisha malachto leheter, not a klisha malachto. You don't do any isser with a spoon. What if you have a fancy type of spoon that you would never use except for something? Or a kos. What if somebody has a pidyon haben piece of silver that you would never use and it's designated to use for pidyon haben? And you would never use it for any other purpose. Right? So that's a klisha malachto leheter. Let's say it's a kos. Let's say it's a spoon. So could that be a chesron kiss? If it's a klisha malachto leheter, so the Mishnah that we quote in the Shulchan Aruch only have examples of klisha malachto leisser, and the Tshuvas Arash also seems to limit it. Tshuvas Arash in Klal Chaf, Mikom Makom Chesron Kis Sheyichtu Mibod Yom L'Shimish Kavua Hamuter B'Shabbos Mutal Taltalo V'Dai Liachto. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. V'Yesh Davar Muksa Machmas Malachto V'Ukumuksa Machmas Gufo V'Ukumuksa Machmas Chesron Kis. And all the examples that he quotes. But if you look at some Achron in the Tosefa Shabbos discusses this, and he says, this betray Tami li Isura. Chada shemalachto la Isser. The Bikoch ze maxa ma daito mine. Vegamu chesron kiss. The machmas kain maxa daito tfe mine. Klisha malachto la Isser. I'm semi putting it out of my mind, but not totally. Because you can use the Lissar Gufo. But it's not only Kalisha Malachta Lissar, it's also Chesron Kiss, so that's for sure you can't move it at all. So there are some Mepharshim that say that, but there are other Poskim that bring examples that's not true. If somebody has a very large Kli that's not usually moved, so sometimes that's called Chesron Kiss. Maybe it's something that's not called Chesron Kiss. Okay, so what about Pesach Dika Kalim on a regular Shabbos? Are those Muksa? That's not muksa machmas. They're klisha malachto leheter, bowls and spoons, but I would never use them now. I would use them only for Pesach. So let's say somebody runs out. I decide on Shabbos. You know what? We don't have enough of these cups. I'm just going to use these and I'll buy new ones for Pesach. So our Pesach de kalim, are they muksa machmas chesron kis? If you look in the Shmir Shabbos is machmir, even though in the footnote he takes it back a little bit. Klei seuda zivchav beis in perachav. Klei seuda shal Pesach. The Meshach Shar Shapsus Hashana. In Makbid, or let's say you just want to, I don't know, one of them fell out of the cabinet. Some of you want to move it, let's start Gufa, let's start Pakomo. So says the Shir Shabbos, in Makbid, if generally you would never use them, even for Shasat Sarach, so then, Lacharobi Muksamachmas Kasar Kis. Or he gives another example. What about Matzah Mitzvah on Erev Pesach Shalias Peshabbos? Last year, we had Shabbos that fell out on Motzi Shabbos. So matzah is aser to eat on Erev Pesach, the matzah's mitzvah, right? Aser kabbalah v'zal beis chama. So can I not move them? Okay, I can't eat them. But can I not move them? So, Pashtus, he says here in the Shmir Shabbos, it will be Muksa Machmas Chesar Gis, and it will be Usser Litaltel. He talks about in the footnote, Mikimet Shabachoy Mos Hashana Makpin Shlo Litaltelam, since you generally don't touch them, it's like a Sha'on Kir Shekavo Lamakam. Let's say you have a clock on the wall that you're makpid to have on the wall and you generally don't use, that could be chesr and kiss. Umakpid shlo tadlo klal to asr, achanami hacha. V'chei shavadi b'gonim v'shlomo zalman oyerbach. Elo d'shuv chazim v'nistavik. But then Shlomo Zalman was chazir and said, maybe not. D'mikivan shagam b'pesach, hakelim omdim lo so shimush yirot l'atzoso achshav. You want to use it in the same way that it's always used. On Pesach is used as a bowl and now it's used as a bowl. So maybe that's domeh, lebeged shemakmeh olo lov shirak b'chag m'suyam. Let's say I have a sukkis shirt that I only wear on Sukkos. And I always wear it on Sukkos. And all of a sudden, I want to wear it on Pesach. Afilu hachi mutal shaper lov shagam b'Shabbos. You can wear it on any Shabbos. Why? Because you're using it the same way that it's always used. V'yavagav debekli Pesach hashimish be'emsa shana moneh mila shabbos be'emsa Pesach. And even though this might be worse, because using it now will then preclude you from using it on Pesach. Afilu hachi efshar deina muksa. Maybe it's not muksa. Maybe it's not muksa. Ad kan daito, so Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure about it. And he says, "Odi Shlomar, the stam klei Pesach pshutim shdita mekalas liknos anchirim kamo kosas in a muksa klal." Kalim nowadays, klei Pesach nowadays, where it's so easy to buy new kalim, so maybe it's for sure not muksa. You're not really, really maksit, so therefore it would be okay. So that's another interesting discussion. Does it have to be a klisha malachtol iser? So many say that it does not. It could even be a klisha malachtol heter. The Ramah talks about merchandise. But what if you have merchandise that's going to be sold or that's going to be returned to a store? That's something I want to return. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Beis, Kol Kli, in Shin Ches, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch here discusses, just find it over here, Shin Ches Aleph, the Ramah says, Shin Ches is the Simin about Muksa, Shin Yud Ches is the Simin about Bishol, but the Ramah says, Kelim Ham Yuchadim L'schora, Umakpid alehem. Those are also, right, not able to be moved because I'm makpid about it. What about food? What about food? So I'm saving a certain type of food. So the Shulchan Aruch says that food can never be muksa. Food can never be muksa. If you look in Simon Shin Yud is also about muksa. Food can never have this. Food is always, even if you're saving it for a kiddush, you're saving it for a certain item. Ein shum ochel talush haroy lachila muksa l'shabbos. There is no detached food that's roy to eat that's muksa on Shabbos. So every one of those has a diyuk, right? Meaning if it's not roy to eat yet, even though it becomes roy on Shabbos, if it's drying out fruit on your roof that right now is putrid when Shabbos starts, but it's going to become edible, that's muksa. Right? That's muksa if as long as it's not edible. If it is edible, then you might say Yoshiv and Mitzapa, that's a case where if you know it's going to become unmuksa on Shabbos, it could be that it's not muksa. But ain't shemo chal hatoshu lachila muksa Shabbos. The tarm shkedim sharpeiros hondim l'schora mutu lachamayim Shabbos. Even if you're planning to sell them, if you luchitim shazorn bakarka, but then loshrishu even wheat if you put in the ground, if it didn't yet take root or eggs. So no food can be muksa, even l'schara. So a couple of other examples of muksa machmas chesron kis could be nowadays certain technological items, certain a cell phone. Is a cell phone muksa machmas chesron kis? So some say, well, it depends how one uses the cell phone. There are some people that are not machmas on their cell phone at all. They'll throw their cell phone, they'll give it to a child. So they're not more machmen about it than any other utensil, so then it could be that it's a klisha malachtol iser. It's not chesr and kiss. If somebody is very machpid, that it's one of those, maybe they don't even put a case on it because they're so machpid on it and they're very careful and you would never let anybody else touch it, and there's so then l'chor is chesr and kiss. But what about a laptop? But a laptop, you don't usually throw laptops, and it costs a lot of money, and you generally wouldn't use it for any other purpose. So there too, it could be, it's probably chesron kis. So l'may nafkamina, if it's on, let's say somebody left their phone on the laptop on the bed. They come back to the bed, they want to go to sleep at night, so what do? So if something is klisha malachto le'isser, then you can just pick it up directly and move it. L'sarakuf mokomo, you want to get into the bed. But if not, then you can't. If it's chesron kis, then you have to use some other way of moving it, getting into putting a blanket on the floor and getting into bed and making it fall off if, you know, carefully, or maybe tilt it on its side, moving it with something else, moving it with, you know, without touching it. So again, that could be klisha adalisha. A fancy camera, which nobody has, the post can talk about. Nowadays, nobody has cameras separate from their phones, generally. But there are others. Blank checks. Nobody uses checks anymore today. But again, all of these used to be very common. Driver's license, credit cards, right? Anything like a person's ksuba also might be called chesron kis in terms of moving it. The post can discuss fancy pictures on the wall. Let's say that's miyachin makom. Generally, you wouldn't use it for any other purpose. But all of a sudden on Shabbos, you want to take it off and show somebody next door. So that's in Machlokas HaPoskim. The Chazon Ish and others, Rav Shabbos assumes it's a problem. Rav Moshe does not think it's a problem. But again, there are many other examples of Chesron Kis. These are just some of the basics. A Sefer Torah puzzle is interesting. So on Simchas Torah, it's obviously not. But it's meant to be used. But what about generally? You don't touch a Sefer Torah Psula. It's in the Aron. So you want to move it in order to put another Sefer in that spot. So all of these are discussions of Chesron Kis, one of the types of mukses, but it comes up right here because it's the koros that's in the Mishnah in Beis HaDaf Lamed Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.